The Pontifical Lateran University was the scene this Thursday of a day-long conference organized by the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty with the co-sponsorship of the Pontifical Council for the Family on ethics, aging, and the coming healthcare challenge. The conference looked at ethical, medical, and economic issues arising in light of the new challenges presented by aging demographics and ever-extending lifespans. The Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Family, Bishop Jean Lafitte, told us that the conference's focus was on the demographic crisis that looms over countries in Europe especially.
The meeting is dedicated to the problem of the demographical crisis, the collapse in the demography, which is a very important question, especially in Europe and in many other countries. So, such a change in the situation of the population as you have now, a huge part of old people, no? Which comes from different factors. One of them is a positive one. No? It means that we have a hope of life which is longer. But at the same time, we have less and less young people, and that's the problem. No? The problem is that a larger number of people getting old will have to be cared of from a small number of people in their active professional life. So it solves a different question at the older level, no? Political level, social, economical, and financial. Of course, this meeting gave a voice to different persons talking from different point of view. I was asked to give an anthropological light on this problem of the demographical crisis and to try to give a right interpretation of what we are seeing now in our societies. The society is becoming older and older, and people not being ready anymore to welcome life as the good news. In the family, the standard of a one-child family, the developing of the sexuality without any responsibility and any intention to give life, there are new standards of life, new criteria to living, which are very worrying for the future, because people, and especially young people, don't get accustomed to have a huge esteem of human life, and that's a problem. And then also inside a family with one child, there is no place for one older person. And then of course, the world of the aged people, no, becomes totally strange, no, to young people. There is no this penetration between the generation which can develop feelings and action of solidarity.